Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, people? Welcome to America's Got Talent After Show right here at AfterBuzz TV. I am Kaori Takei. You can follow me at K-A-O-R-I-O-U-S on Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff. And you can send us questions, comments at hashtag AG. Oh, it's ABTVAGT, yes. ABTVAGT. And I've got some crazy folks with me right here.
My name is Low Rider.
So, Low Rider, what can people follow you?
Low Rider, you can follow me at It's Daniel Weiss on Twitter. Thanks.
Yeah, and then next to you.
Hello, I am Barack Obama.
Good
and you can follow me on at POTUS. That is on my Twitter feed. And I'm honored to be here amongst great American citizens.
This is going on too long.
I mean, you caused quite some traffic today in L.A., got to say, to get here at the AfterBuzz Studios. But we're thankful that you're here. But where can people follow you, Mr. President?
Well, if you don't want to follow my motorcade, you can follow Kevin John, who I know very well. And you can follow Kevin John on Twitter and Instagram, at Hey Kevin John. And actually, while I'm in L.A., I think I'm going to play some basketball with Kevin John. You guys should join.
Hey, Kevin John.
Hey. All right, so enough of the POTUS. Let's get to POTUS.
All right, so guys, this is a two-hour audition round. First hour was on the stage. Second hour was during... There was an extreme overall thoughts. Obviously, you're giving us your overall thought.
Episode was boring to me overall. There were some really good acts, but overall, I just thought that it was... most of the acts on stage were meh, and then when they got the extreme acts that they've been talking about all season so far, they were kind of a letdown to me, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. That's the irony of this episode, is the fact that they sold it as this extreme show, all these extreme stunts and acts and stuff like that, and to be honest, it was kind of not extremely entertaining. It was kind of extremely boring.
I see what you did there.
Was that
I don't
sweet?
Like it.
Yeah.
Well,
I like it. I like it.
Well, I'll take some more. I'll take some more.
Cool.
But yeah, I thought that, you know, you would expect more out of an extreme episode, but all of those stunts were obviously by people who professionally do this, and also... It just felt like, all right, we're all going to go from there.
This is the thing, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. None of these extreme acts will make it to the final episode.
How do you know?
For a number of reasons. A.
Your basketball team might make it.
A. My basketball team. Like that was my, like I was the coach of that.
Well, you got excited.
Just because I'm black doesn't mean I watch basketball and play
but
all the time.
Sure, I'm black excited. And I don't watch basketball.
That is very true. You're a soul brother too. All right, so anyways, that was weird. But anyways, back to what I was saying, you know, none of these acts are going to go because of the logistics. Do you know how much money it takes production-wise for them to put together all of that stuff and film all of that stuff? Also, you have to realize, when you get to the final stage, which is it in Vegas or New York this year?
New York.
In New York. There's no way they can accommodate, you know, these large bodies of water.
But they might.
Or these things. And production value would go...
I think they have the money for that, though.
I mean, I'm not saying they don't, obviously. Uh-huh. It's NBC. But yeah. I'm just saying it would be a lot more difficult for them to do that. So I don't think any of these acts will make it. And also, I just wasn't... Even if I was wowed by one of them, I'd be like, whatever. It wasn't that enjoyable.
I felt like they were, most of them, minus two that I felt, were stunts, but not an act.
An act.
Or
sure.
A show.
A show.
Yeah.
It's, oh, cool. A guy jumped out of a helicopter and, okay.
And he had a parachute.
He's a skydiver.
I mean, we'll get there. I have things to say about that guy, but we'll do it. But before we do, I want to thank everybody, including Pyro Boy.
Pyro Boy. Pyro Boy. All right, sorry, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go ahead because I want everyone to stop over to podcastone.com because guess what? We want to be better for you. Thank you guys for tuning into AfterBuzz all this time and, you know, being great supporters of our show, but we want to improve, and the best way we can do that is listen to your voices. So go over to podcastone.com, take about a 3-minute survey, tell us what you like, what you don't like, what you want to improve on. And it's really that easy. 3 minutes, podcastone.com. And thank you for your time.
Please help us out. I mean, let us know how we're doing, what you would like to see on the show. And then you can rate things like my beard
or
Kevin's t-shirts.
Absolutely.
Corey's hair colors.
Yeah, what color you want me to wear next? I mean, anything you want. Anything you want at
all. Just let us know.
Cameron's style.
Ability to be here.
Yeah, there you go.
Cameron is in Canada.
All right, so let's go on to the first hour of America's Got Talent, which happened to be on the stage right there. The first act was The Squad. It was a dance team. We, I think, overall thought good, but not amazing.
They were a very good high school dance team. I thought they were a very good high school dance team, but that's it. They're fine.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Yeah. Nothing special. That's talent. I think you might need to go to the next audition rounds because no one can make that face. And
if you're listening to the podcast and not watching the video, you're welcome.
I have no idea what they're talking about. So, yeah, I mean, it was great. I love dancers. I used to be a dancer myself.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, but having people throw money at you while you're on a pole doesn't count as the same as
Daniel,
this.
That takes skill. Can you do that?
No, I cannot.
Exactly.
No one's giving me money.
Yeah, and are you going to go see Magic Mike's when it comes out? Exactly.
I will.
See, she will. So probably, that takes
I haven't
talent.
Seen the first one. Do I have to see the first one to get the story?
No, I have no idea. Anyways, back to what I was saying.
Hey, Kevin Nash is in it.
Kevin Nash is in it, but we're not talking about that.
Welcome to the Magic Mike After Buzz podcast. We're going to break down all the Magic Mike XXL action that you want. Let's talk about Joe Mangliano.
So, that was a great intro, Daniel, for a show that we do not do.
Yes.
So, getting back to the show we do.
That was a free preview.
Which is AGT.
It's Manganiello, but yes.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, Chris Christie. So, anyways, as a former dancer, I thought they were pretty good. I was impressed, but I wasn't wowed or floored by it. So
okay, yeah. All right, let's move on because there was a slew of people that got through the Marara, who was a hula hooping chick.
It was cool for a hula hooper, but she got category.
She got a bachelor's in circus arts, which I don't even know if that. I mean, I'm sure it exists.
There are accredited schools that do give that.
Well, there also are some schools that you can create your own major. I know someone who was majoring in Mortal Kombat.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, you majored in Jackass. So, I mean, you
great
can't
show. Have, great show.
Yeah, no, great major, too. I mean,
and you majored in pain in the ass.
Actually, I minored
You're
in
a major
that.
Pain in the ass. Get it, everyone?
And then, yes. And but.
By the way, Daniel's a comedian, too.
Nope.
Speaking of, after
in a retirement home.
We get a singer who was really good. Now that went through. And then we have a dance duo that went through. But let's talk about this next act, Daniela Mess.
She was a mess.
Been here for 1 year. She helps.
Wait, no, she was okay.
Her friend in a furniture store. She is from, was it Colombia?
Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. And she sings opera. She sings to Botticelli's thing. And she's.
This is my great work. I call it my thing.
I just forgot the song. I'm sorry, but there's a famous song.
Is that supposed to be an Italian accent there?
Yes.
It sounded like Dracula, but it's fine. She's 22 years old.
Would you prefer if I did, hey, it's a me, a Botticelli?
That actually sounded better.
That
sounded like Tickle Me Elbow. But go ahead.
But you guys, I'm going to go first. I thought... I wasn't impressed, and I know she has a nice voice, and I get that she's talented, but I just was just over it from the moment she started singing. I'm like, all right.
I felt her singing had no personality to it.
Yeah.
She was a good singer. She wasn't an amazing singer. She had a great voice, but there was nothing there for me. It didn't grab me. I was like, okay.
That makes sense. She had no personality with her
voice.
Right,
she felt like she didn't have a connection to
yes,
the song.
That's what it was.
See, this is the thing, guys. I'm going to break it down.
Yes, please break it down, Kevin John.
Wiki, wiki, wiki. Thank you for the wikis. So there's a difference between being a singer and being an entertainer.
Yes.
Okay? This woman was not an entertainer by any means. Not to take anything away from her, but she was not an entertainer at all.
Yeah.
She was a straight up singer. And even with, if you just are going to be just a singer, you still need to embody the song that you're singing, show some emotion or something. Even if you don't dance and do all the other stuff, mm-hmm. still show something. So she was not an entertainer and she was a great singer, but she was, yeah, that's it.
Yep. She's all right, but she made it through. And then we got Aiden Sinclair. We were there live in the audition round for this magician.
We were there, and we saw the ravioli out there.
And we will in this particular act, for us as audience members, it was kind of boring because we didn't get to see everything happen.
It was a cool trick,
yeah.
But we weren't as invested in it
mm-hmm.
because it wasn't happening to us. That's why a lot of close-up magicians and street artists do it in a small group of a half circle around them, and they can do it.
Yeah.
So I agree. I thought that he was very talented.
Yes.
And watching it at home was a lot better.
It was.
So we'll see what else he does. But he was good, and it's cool that he turned his life around.
Yeah.
And this is the thing with me. You guys see me come on the show week after week and say, I hate the whole backstory thing. I hate it.
You say it too?
What was that?
You say it too sometimes, don't you?
Do I say what?
Never. Yeah, you don't Brandon like the backstory.
Brandon James says it all the time.
I do not like the backstory thing at all.
The backstory? Is that what you're about to say?
You just had to make it black, didn't you?
You did.
So anyways, the whole backstories thing, I'm not a big fan of because I feel that you're already preconceiving judgment on this person before they even perform.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's for the good or for the, and most of the time with these backstories, it's for the good. They allow you to get sympathetic to that person or empathetic to whatever they're going through, and you're already cheering for them before mm-hmm. they even do it. Not a big fan of the backstories, and I bash those all the time. However, with his backstory, I did actually like it. The fact that he was incarcerated, the fact that he was honest with his girlfriend, I believe her fiance, whoever it was, and told her everything. I just think that that alone, that message of integrity was just a wonderful thing. You know, he turned himself in, and then he turned his life around. So I actually enjoyed his backstory more than I actually did is what he did. And that's in all honesty. Backstory was great. His act was okay.
Okay. I think he has room for more things. He's got more tricks up his sleeve.
Or not up his sleeve.
Maybe not.
Ooh. Ooh!
Next, we've got Uzier. Obviously, my panel loves this guy. Charlie Chaplin-esque from Vegas.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
And no, I was letting you guys clap while I speak. You know, he said that he's going to.
I'll make it clap.
He's going to climb a ladder. And I thought, is he going to mime climbing a ladder? That's what I really thought was going to happen. But he really does climb a ladder, but he does it in a very stunt way. What do you guys think of this art?
Well, first of all, I want to say this. And the reason I really enjoyed it, because it was the element of surprise. I didn't know what he was going to do. Honestly, like I was telling Daniel when we were watching, I was like, he's going to bomb. Whatever he's going to do, he looks like a caricature, and he just looks like he's going to do something stupid. I was automatically turned off. And from the very get-go, when he called Nick Cannon on stage, I was like, oh, he's just going to make a part of his act. How many times have we seen that? And then he was like, I don't need you. Just hold my jacket or whatever.
He gave him his jacket and hat and said,
love it.
Go away.
Yeah, and then said, go away. Like, right off the bat. He already had me in there. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I've never seen any act do that before. It was quite comedic. And then when he started with his ladder thing, oh my gosh. I mean, I've never seen somebody take something as simple as a ladder and turn it into a show. Not just a show, but an exciting, invigorating, and talented show. If you could take a ladder and turn it into that, then good God, give that man a ring or an auditorium and see what he does.
And he had personality.
Yeah. Yes.
That helps so much.
He was outstanding.
Yeah.
All the way around. I can't. The only thing with him, though, is what are you going to do next? Like,
there's a ton he could do next.
With the ladder or with other stuff?
No, he'll do something
other
else.
Yeah.
Oh, just other objects. Okay.
It's a vaudeville act, which I thought was fantastic. I thought one of two things were going to happen. Either he was going to surprise us and be this great comedy a comedian mm-hmm. with the ladder and do comedy bits with it. Or he was going to be a guy who says, oh, I love Charlie Chaplin. I grew up on him. And then fail miserably mm-hmm. trying to recreate him. he came out and he was really funny, but if you break it down, that was a great skill. That sure. ladder had two legs that were probably 2 inches around each, and he was balancing on them and riding up and down them and going handstand. Through the rungs. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of that, he did a handstand on top of them. So not only it reminded me just in essence of the Christep Brothers, which was...
Oh, I miss them.
He's really funny, and he's doing an actual stunt. Like, if he wasn't funny, and he just did that stuff with the ladder, I still think he would have been good. But I think he has a lot of vaudevillian stuff that he can come back and do, along so with tricks that can make him entertaining. And he could be one of those guys that starts out small and just gets bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden he's in the finals.
Yeah. I agree.
Like. Yeah.
Because I do like it. Because, you know, kind of like that was my question. You know, what can he do from here? Where can he go from here? Actually, now that I hear Daniel talk and just think of some things, I mean, he can gradually catch rhythm. And by the way, I'm just distracting for camera time because Carrie has something in her eyes. So I'm just here, you know, just stalling time.
It was such a good show. I was crying.
Until she gets that out, I'll just tell you that I think that, you know, I think that Uzi has a lot of places to go with that. And I look forward to seeing what he has to do next. But I would have gave him, honestly, I would have been this close to pressing the golden buzzard on him just because I truly think he's gifted and there's so much more, so much more you can go with that. Seriously. Out of all the acts that we've seen so far, I'm not saying I would have pressed it, but I would have been probably very close to it.
And you agree?
I agree. No, I do agree because here's the thing. He came out looking like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
So it's very easy for him to just recreate somebody else's bit.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He did his own take on that. And the fact that he took his jacket, cane, and hat off right away, disassociating himself as a Charlie Chaplin-esque guy. It's those people that you say either... That's good, I want to do that. Or, that's good, I want to do something like that.
Yeah.
Or, I want to do that better. Because Charlie Chaplin wasn't doing those stunts that he was doing. Mm-hmm. So, to me, that's a talent in itself in creating that.
Yeah.
So, that I think, sense. Like I said, I could have golden buzzered him because...
Yeah.
I think that he'll have something big. Because he didn't have to do a handstand. He wasn't going to go through.
That's true, he didn't have to do a handstand.
And he added little... cherry on top.
Yeah.
So I think that he has it.
Wow. Okay. Well, praise from these guys over here. And next we'll talk about someone who, I don't know if you guys can pronounce her names.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, no. It was Ichigura Nishiwama.
That was racist.
I'm going to...
It's YKK. That's your dog, right?
Hanako Matsuyama.
That's what I said.
That's what I said. Hakuna Matata.
All right.
Hi, Coco.
She is from Japan. She's a 59-year-old ballet dancer / singer.
That was a fun twist.
Because, yeah, I mean, when she first started dancing, I was like, okay, she's a decent ballerina, but it's nothing talent-worthy. Then she drops the mic, quote-unquote. Not really.
Drop the mic.
More like Tate picks up the mic and starts singing. And her singing was okay, but I think it was not up to par at all.
I think she started off, it was adorable.
Yeah.
And it was like an elderly home talent show.
And she was singing God Bless America, too.
Right. But I was saying when she first danced, it was like, oh, that's cute. She's not a good ballet dancer. I was actually waiting for the music to kick in, her to just go for it.
That would have been dope.
Flips and cartwheels, but that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
But I thought that she was okay, and then she started singing, and that ruined it for me because she wasn't a very good singer.
Yeah. It made it. She
and it wasn't a good song that anyone. It's God Bless America, I agree.
Mm.
But.
She went from this to this.
Well, and she had for to the sing. People listening.
She went from high to low.
Yeah.
Or great. Low to lower.
I agree. Let's get a video on Kevin real quick for a second.
All right, perfect. So this is the way I felt about her. First of all, the reason she sang God Bless America is, if you guys noticed from the show, that it's very patriotic. You have the American flag and things like that. So she was just going within the theme of the show, God Bless America. So great, or actually, whatever. Great addition.
Okay.
So, but... I think Daniel said it best.
Everything I said was best.
Actually, about 0.01% of what you say is best. But this was the 0.01%. Daniel said, you know what? This looks like one of those senior citizen talent shows where somebody just gets up there and performs. And honestly, when I was watching
it... she's that old. It's just like, oh, bless her heart.
Yeah. Like, oh, bless her heart. She can still have use of her limbs and things of that sort. It was nice to watch. But, yeah, when she started singing, oh, my God. That was like,
ah! Yeah, we're done here, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wrap it up.
All right. So wrap then up, they wrapped it up from the stage, and they went outdoors for this AGT Extreme portion of this two-hour show.
Extreme letdown!
So, yeah, for an hour, we watched people do things that they are professional at doing. So that's the thing that kind of bothered me. And we'll start off with Metal Militia.
Metal Militia.
Their stunt was to, you know, motorbiking and jumping with them and all that, somersaulting and all that stuff. That's fine, but they're professionals at this. They've been doing this for a while. They tour, right?
It was very talented, but yes, they tour. They have a clothing line. Granted, maybe this is
they
like
have a clothing
the Metal
line.
Militia spinoff.
Yeah.
Guy. Like, we're part of the Metal Militia, but we're our own thing. But they... they said that we're Metal Militia, and they had all the shirts, and they are a professional stunt show and bike riders, and they sponsor people. And so I don't understand what they're doing here. It's like, okay, let's get Alicia Keys and put her in.
Oh,
you're a fantastic singer. Yeah, because I'm Alicia Keys.
It was almost kind of like Emily West last season.
Yes.
Yeah. Kevin. Did you? Were you there when we were watching?
I was there, spiritually, absolutely. no, you know, I don't know. The thing is, I don't want to bash them because I respect everyone that takes pride in what they do. And all of those people, I think what they did was great, but for this show, I just don't think it really worked.
Yes, that's a good way to say
it. It didn't work for the show, but what they did was great. And honestly, if they had other shows elsewhere, some of them I may actually would go and watch. Some of them probably not, like a school bus that just runs into two other buses.
We'll get there. Spoiler alert.
Whatever. Everyone watching already saw the show. That's why they're tuning into the after show.
No, maybe they're tuning in because they're like, I like it explained better by them than actually watching the show.
I bet. If that's one of you guys, please make sure you write that in at the bottom of the comments.
And Kevin will send you an autographed cookie.
Ooh.
What would I autograph it with?
Let's move on to Damon Rippey, 16-year-old kid. He basically does stunts over and underwater. This is really impressive stuff. It looks like a lot of fun, but where is he going to go with it afterwards? Not to be a tough critic, but...
It's more late. You know how much water there is? You know water makes up two-thirds of our globe.
Weren't you the one saying that in New York you're wondering about the production value?
He'll fail in California because there's no lakes for him left to do his acting.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
come see my show in California. And it's just him sliding around a puddle.
In other words, that was a joke to the drought that we've been enduring in California the last couple of years. So,
but yes, what do you guys think?
Because there's people in the Midwest that watch the show that wouldn't get that.
They're smart.
What do you guys think of this act?
It was fun. I would like to do it.
I want to do it too.
Is it really an act?
That's what I'm saying.
See, to me,
yeah.
If he, I don't know the answer to this, but if he invented those boots and was the first person to ever do this, that's awesome. But I have a feeling he bought them and he's good at doing flips and tricks on them, which is cool. But again, what else is he going? What could he possibly
do
beyond this?
He's already showed us his best, I think.
I agree with Daniel on this as well. I think it's something fun to do. Like, if I look and I'm like, oh, that's cool, I want to try that. Kind of like if you go jet skiing or snowboarding or water skiing, any kind of extreme outdoor sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I looked at when seeing this. I was like, oh, that's cool. That looks fun.
Right. And it's something that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. It's new.
Yeah.
So we don't know how talented he is. But if you get somebody who's going to ski and then jump off ramp on skis, it's like, well, yeah, a ton of people do that.
Yeah,
but because we haven't seen this guy, it feels like if this picks up more, that everyone's going to be able to do flips and tricks. And, so that, it's not that talented,
and
unfortunately for him.
And that's how I feel about the next act, because he basically, this is Cliff Ryder.
Yes.
I'm just realizing
no cliffs involved at all.
But he is basically just a professional skydiver.
He's a skydiver.
And let's not forget that he missed his bullseye.
We assume.
Yeah. Well, if, there was a big old star.
Well, that's where the judges judge from, but he should have hit it.
Yeah, he should have hit it.
But even if he did hit it, there's people that are trained to do that.
He's a professional skydiver.
All of the paratroopers that we have.
I probably, yeah. like, if Full I ever went skydiving, yeah. he's probably on someone's back helping them out. That's
yeah. Right. Yes. That really confused me. Mm-hmm. A, why he was on it, and two, why they pushed him through.
Yeah.
Because, yes, he was skydiving. And there's a little bit of like, oh, he hasn't done his chute yet. He hasn't pulled his chute yet. But then he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you think? Okay.
I mean, you guys said it all. I don't want to be redundant, but yeah, same.
It's just like,
same
what?
Thing,
yeah.
Redundant part, department of redundancy.
So then we had a montage of extremes, like the guy on a jet ski, then the car hanging on, driving on one side with Nick in the car and the other guy doing a handstand out of the car, and then the basketball
Again,
act.
Impressive stunts, yeah. but they're just stunts with no substance.
Can you make, my question is, with that driving thing, can you make a 45-minute show out of that?
No.
No.
Can you make a 45-minute show out of skydiving? Like, you know, you look at these things, they're great acts, they're awesome. Awesome stunt acts. But
yeah, actually,
not
you
shows.
Can make a 45-minute show with the skydiving. He'll jump out of the helicopter, get back in the helicopter, and then it'll go up and fly up into motion. And then by the time he gets there, it's about 45 minutes.
And that's a show I would not want to watch.
What about your basketball act? That
why do you keep saying your when it's basketball?
No, because he got so excited.
He did say, did you have time at the Clipper shows?
And then he was like, ooh, basketball. He did say that.
Okay, first of all, guys, they have these
basketballs. He said that. That's what he said. That's what Kevin said. Kevin said that.
He was super excited. We're like, oh, okay.
John said that. Did you hear what Kevin said? He said that about the basketball.
We had to rewind it and rewatch it again.
Hey, Kevin, did you hear what you said? Kevin said that.
So anyways,
Kevin Schroeder.
All right, let him speak.
Daniel didn't take his pills today.
Don't take pills. I shoot heroin.
Come on, go.
I don't know if that was Willie Nelson or just Daniel on crack. Kevin. So anyways, yes. Moving on. So, yeah, you know, I could see from looking at you. So anyways, the thing is with basketball acts. With basketball acts, you know, it's very entertaining, or basketball acrobatic acts, excuse me. When you incorporate the acrobatism, whatever that's called, when you incorporate acrobatism with basketball.
Acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
Okay, go on.
So, so yeah, so, and like Daniel said, I have been to Clippers games, and they have a lot of these basketball, acrobats perform during it. And it's very exciting, especially to watch live, and I enjoy watching it even on TV, and I thought it was great, but I just don't know how you can make a full show out of that. That's all.
And I also don't think it was necessarily part of an extreme portion of AGT.
Dude, that dude went over a freaking...
Yeah,
a van.
That was impressive.
Yes. Grabbed a freaking basketball, went like six somersaults, turned around, high-fived Alf, and then dunked.
I feel like
that was impressive.
I've seen that on stage, though. I feel like they've put, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe not that high. We don't have
maybe
anything.
Not that high, but.
Yeah. We don't have anything to compare it with. But, I thought, other than the jumping over the bus, it just seemed like something we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It was entertaining. Mm-hmm. Again, maybe they have one or two more acts in them that would be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I'd be done with them.
It's probably better live anyway.
See.
All right. So we have two more acts to get to. Let's get to them. We have Wally Glenn. He's a pyro boy. He explains. He covers his body in fireworks and he dances around and then he finally explodes on stage. It was nighttime. All of the judges said yes except for Howie Mandel. I am on Howie's side with this one because this is a prime example of what else is there to see. What else?
It felt like a very extreme but more cautious version of the guy who jumped in thumbtacks last
Yes,
week.
But at least this was better.
But what I mean by that is he had fireworks all over himself and then he lit them up. Mm-hmm. And he had a protective suit on. So to me, that's not a show. That's, let's do that on the 4th of July.
Okay. All right.
Have him come out and do that. But what's the show? What else, then, do you do for 45 minutes, like Kevin says?
All right, Kevin. Anything?
Kevin?
Pyro Boy was Spiral Boy. And I say that because he was spiraling out of ridiculousness while watching this. So,
all right.
Yeah. Hey, do you like that one? That was good, wasn't it, Dad? KT laughed at it.
Can so anyways, I have the receipt?
Our engineer smiled, too. So that's two for
he smiled because we're almost done.
Psych. So anyways, yeah, no.
You can't psych my joke.
I can't psych your joke. So anyways, back to what I was saying. I think he was, I think it was good. I can't do that. Actually, I probably could get in a suit and just blow myself
apart. Yes, anyone can do it. You can't, maybe you don't know how to construct it because you're not a welder.
I can do it.
Anyone
can. Put a helmet and that suit on me. Let's rock it.
That's how I felt, is anybody could.
Yeah.
Same thing with the thumbtacks. You could jump with the thumbtacks, but why would you want
that? Exactly. That was dope. Mm-hmm. Daniel, that was dope.
All right, let's go to the last one.
I want to see you do that.
Last one.
No, I won't, because I don't like
$2 million.
I'm in.
Yeah, two. Yeah.
But that's the thing. For $2 million, I can do that. My point is...
That's a good point.
If you offer me enough money... I can do that. If you say, here's $2 million, go jump off a trampoline right now, grab a basketball, and then get in a hoop, I probably can't do that.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Daniel, there's a lot of things you can do.
Yes, correct. I can eat food. I can read books.
And you can annoy your panel. Go ahead, KT.
What about our last act, this Dr. Danger All-Stars act?
Dr. Danger!
Here it is, Kevin. You could talk about this head-on
collision.
Go for
it, Kevin.
Go. It's for you. Kevin.
I like the way that you guys pumped that up for me to give my assessment of this particular act.
Because we cut you off last time. We're like, we didn't get there. So now we're
here. Crying out loud, this is, speaking of Daniel, like the theme of tonight is it's something we all can do. Same with the last act. I can get into a bus. I can drive it about 50 miles per hour.
With your friends in the bus.
Friends, yes. With at least five, or my students, you know, whichever ones have detention, I'll just throw them in there for detention. And I can drive 55, 60 miles per hour into two vertical upright buses, hit it, and then just have my bus fall down.
Right. It's it's not a talent. It's a head-on collision.
Yeah. Thank you.
And when
Thank
they
you.
Showed inside the bus, they had steel reinforcements.
Yeah.
Inside
yeah.
the yes. bus. And also, it's a bus.
Right. Now, if he did that in like some kind of convertible, you know, Volkswagen Beetle and did that and survived, I'd be like, okay, that's pretty dope. It's a bus. And the fact that there were passengers in there that didn't do it, their talent was just sitting there. Why did you jump in? I was like, what the hell? That could have been anybody.
And you know what they did? They gave extra weight so it didn't get even higher.
Yeah.
Which would have been more dangerous.
That's true.
Yeah.
This was one of the biggest letdowns. All this setup. They had all these guys and one guy's missing an arm and missing a leg.
Some prosthetics, and,
there are all these extreme, crazy guys, and we do all these crazy acts, and what are we going to do? Get in a car accident.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A tank.
But you guys are missing the most important part. The most important part is that they were wearing their seatbelts.
Good point. It was a lesson.
That's the message that America was giving. Exactly.
That's true.
Safety first. Amen.
All right, guys. That being said, what was your favorite and least favorite act of the night? My favorite...
I think it's unanimous tonight. Hard. I mean, there's pretty much only one person that really stands out.
Nothing stands out for me. I'm reading
you
it right
will
now.
As soon as we say it. Okay. Who's here?
The letter.
Yeah, you too. You guys are going to kill me. I'm probably going to choose the magician, Aiden Sinclair.
That's fine. He was good too.
Yeah.
Not as good as who's here.
And clearly.
The worst, I will say.
The bus.
Oh, God.
We'll let her have her own opinion, but it's the bus.
I would probably say Clip Rider because he was just a skydiver, guys.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
So, and did you guys know that this episode had 10.18 million viewers?
Nice.
So that is...
This episode of AfterBuzz?
Oh, I wish. Extreme Auditions. And that being said, there's also a very special message we want to say. It was Kevin... John's birthday week. It is Kevin John's birthday week.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Can I press the buzzer right now?
Happy birthday, dear Kevin John. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, everyone, wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah. You know, I have to say this. I come here week in and week out. This is actually the first show that I did on AfterBuzz TV, America's Got Talent, very first show. So I've been with you guys the longest other than any other people. And I have to say, in the last 2 years that I've been working with you guys, I have grown such a bond, attachment, and just a friendship with you guys.
Yes, we have.
So much that I can't stand you guys. So,
parents.
Just joking. You had that issue too? Yeah. But no, honestly, guys, I really appreciate it. They brought me, well, I don't think they're a sponsor, so I probably can't show it up here, but they brought me some donuts from a very good donut spot in LA.
That you can dunk into your coffee.
That I can dunk into my coffee,
I think America's Got Talent runs on you can dunk these kind of donuts.
America's Got Talent. Yeah, they're a sponsor for America's Got Talent. Intense. But anyways, they brought me donuts. They surprised me with that. And I just want to tell you guys both, I know I act silly and make fun of you guys.
That's what we love about this.
But I love you guys. And I would be there for you guys if anything happened.
Be there.
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Friendship.
Never end.
All right. So that concludes our after show. But where can everyone find you, Kevin, so they can wish you a happy birthday?
That is true. Where can they find me? Well, one great place to start is on Twitter and Instagram, at Hey Kevin John. You can also find me on my website, www.itskevinjohn.com. Or you can find me on LinkedIn, Kevin John.
Wow, okay. You're giving them everything.
I'm giving them everything. Or you can find me here every Thursday at 5 p.m., recounting your favorite stuff.
The address is...
And don't forget, you can also find him on Tinder. No, I'm just...
That is true. But just make sure you swipe right. Very important.
All right. Good? And then?
You can find me at It's Daniel Weiss on Twitter. And please follow my improv group, Doctor Who Live, on the Facebooks and Twitter.
All right. And you can follow me everywhere, anywhere. I keep it simple. It's just K-A-O-R-I-O-U-S. Corius. Everywhere. And if you can pronounce it, because these guys who I've been with for 2 years still
can't
pronounce my
name. Would you say that you're bi Corius?
No, I am absolutely not. So we talked
on that note,
it's just a personal preference, and that's all good. But anyway, so thank you guys for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Follow the whole entire team at AfterBuzz TV. We'll catch you guys next week for some more AGT After Show.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.